AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A knife is being sent to the Los Angeles Police Department Crime Lab. Police Captain Andrew Nyman says a man claims he found the knife at a demolition site of O.J. Simpson's former home.
The off-duty or retired officer was working in the area of the Rockingham estate, and he claimed that an individual who claimed to be a construction worker provided him with this knife, claiming that it was found on the property.
This happened months ago. It's not clear if this is the knife connected to the 1994 deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
It's my understanding that depending on where an item is kept and how it's stored and maintained, that it's possible to get DNA.
O.J. Simpson was acquitted of two counts of murder. Isidro Garcia was convicted today in California of committing lewd acts on a 15-year-old girl who later married him and had his child and stayed with him a decade after she disappeared from her mother's home. Garcia contended the teen ran away with him willingly to escape an unhappy home. Nielsen says close to 17 million people watched last night's Republican debate in Detroit, the fourth most watched debate of the primary season. Donald Trump stayed in Michigan today, saying he'll make America great again.
We're not great. We're laughed at throughout the world. We can be great again. We can be so great again. I see it. I see it with the people.
President Obama responded to Trump's call to make America great again after the government said 242,000 jobs were added last month.
America's pretty darn great right now and making strides right now. And small businesses and large businesses alike are hiring right now and investing right now.
The Alabama Supreme Court is refusing to defy the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that effectively legalized same-sex marriages nationwide. The Alabama court issued a one-sentence order today dismissing a challenge. Wall Street, the Dow is up 22 points. This is AP Radio News. A lurid case that briefly gripped New York City's attention is over. The AP's Warren Levinson reports the effects may linger.
A judge dismissed charges against five teenagers who'd been accused of gang raping an 18-year-old woman on a Brooklyn playground. The real story turned out to be very different. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The whole situation was very sad and unfortunate all around. And I think, you know, everyone, I hope, can now move forward with their lives.
Easier said than done, says the attorney for one of the teens. Deborah Silberman writes in a New York Times op-ed that the case will smear them for the rest of their lives and should prompt the state to revise its laws on the rules of evidence and on shielding the identity of juvenile defendants. Warren Levinson, New York.
Three senior football players at a high school near Philadelphia are being charged with assaulting a freshman with a broom handle in what the team called No Gay Thursday. The football coach has been suspended pending an investigation. Wall Street stocks are higher, but the gains are lower. The Dow is up about 20 points. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.